Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, may we be filled with your Spirit and led by your living word. Bless the word of my lips and the meditation of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Acts 12 is an incredible chapter. It begins in tragedy and concludes in victory because of prayer. When you hear prayer or pray together, what images, what experiences come up in your mind? I guess you might have thought of some example of prayer, or you might have thought of your own experience of your prayer that was answered, or maybe your thought of prayer that is being continued, And or maybe you'd have thought about the person who have prayed for you, continually, like the mom on the video clip, or someone else. Have you heard about George Mueller, who once went to jail for stealing but became a missionary to the street orphans of 19th century England after a glorious conversion? I guess you have known or you have heard this story of George Mueller as a part of the prayer illustration. He built 5 large orphan houses and cared for about 10,000 orphans in his lifetime. He provided educational opportunities for them. He did the follow-up work for Moody, preached for Charles Spurgeon, and inspired the missionary faith of Hudson Taylor. Yet perhaps what is more remarkable is the way that he went about his work. On one occasion, when the house mother of the orphanage informed Mueller that there was no food for them to eat, he asked her to take the 300 children into the dining room and have them sit at the tables. He thanked God for the food and waited, trusting with the confidence that God would provide. Within minutes, a baker knocked on the door. "Mr. Mueller," he said, "last night I couldn't sleep. Somehow I knew that you'd need bread this morning. I got up and baked 3 baskets for you. I'll bring them in." Soon there was another knock at the door. It was the milkman. His cart had broken down in front of the orphanage. The milk would spoil by the time the wheel was fixed, so he asked Mueller if he could use some free milk. The man of God smiled as the milkman brought in 10 large cans of milk. It was just enough for the 3,030 children. What a great story. Have you had an experience of your prayer being answered? In today's text, we can find a significant instance taken place for Peter. Let us give you a summary of Acts 12. As we begin, we are told about the ruler King Herod, who arrests one of the disciples named James. And he puts him to death with a sword, probably beheaded him. When he saw that he pleaded the Jews, the Bible says that he also arrested Simon Peter and put him in jail. I guess his plan was to kill him also. It must have been greatly distressing to the church. So the Bible says the church began to pray to the Lord. The Lord heard their prayers and he sent his angel into the jail cell of Simon Peter, and light shone around, the chains fell off. Simon Peter went on his way to the prayer meeting. You will discover later on that Simon Peter found it easier to get out of jail than he found it to get into the prayer meeting. When you read today's text, you may find yourself with the mysterious ways of God, his intervention in the lives of James and Peter. James, one of the beloved disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, is killed. On the other hand, Simon Peter is arrested and the church prays for him, and yet he is delivered. Luke doesn't make clear why the apostle James is beheaded And the apostle Peter said, presumably, the church prayed for both to be released. Why do these kind of things happen? We know, of course, that our limited minds cannot totally comprehend the mind of God. Isaiah 55:8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The mystery of the intervention of God, one is killed and the other is delivered. I want to talk to you about the mystery of God's intervention in your life for a moment. All the time, God's intervention is individual. I mean, by that, God's will and God's plan for every one of us is individualized. It is personalized. Every situation might be different. God's intervention for James included death. God's intervention for Simon Peter included deliverance. Why is that? We all see that in life, don't we? Sometimes we see a life that is taken away just as the moments when we feel like we can least endure it. Why do those kind of things happen? That is the mystery of God's intervention. There are things about life that we do not understand, but though God has an individual, personalized plan for every one of our lives. I want to point out to you that God loved Simon Peter and he loved James just as much, though God's plan for them was individual. God's expression of his love is expressed whatever God does in your life. Remember that it is proof and evidence of the love of God. We don't always understand that. We don't always see that. But never let what we do not understand conflict with that we do understand. The Bible says that God loves you with an everlasting love. He will never quit loving you. So whatever happens in your life and God's dealings with your life, remember, God loves you. The other thing I want to highlight is that in all of God's plans, we see the wisdom of God at work. We do not understand it. We'll have to get to heaven to fully know why it was God's will for James to go to heaven then and God's will for Simon Peter to go at a later time. But we do know that God is wise in all of his dealings. God has a mega plan for the world and we are a part of it. Another thing I want you to notice about this personalized plan of God for the life of his children is the fact that in either way, God is going to get the glory in the situation. God is glorified in the death of James. He is glorified in the deliverance of Simon Peter. Romans 14:8 says, "If we live for the Lord, and if we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord." Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Everything that God works is for good. What we find from the text is the power of prayer. Look at verse 5. When Simon Peter was put in jail, the Bible says that the church began to pray for him. Here is Simon Peter, and the Bible tells us in these verses that there were 16 soldiers in ships that guarded him. He had 4 soldiers around him at all times. There was an iron gate. There were terrible foes and enemies to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the church doing for Simon Peter? They are praying for him. Is that all they are doing for him? Yes, that's all they are doing. The Bible says the prayer was made without ceasing. That means they prayed faithfully and fervently. They continually prayed. I guess this may be the first night prayer meeting. You read about this early church before the day of Pentecost. They prayed for 10 days. When persecution fell like a clap of thunder and cracked like a lightning around this early church, they prayed. In every situation, the early church began to pray. Pray faithfully, pray fervently. The Bible says prayer was made without ceasing. As they faithfully prayed, God faithfully answered their prayer. Simon Peter is in jail. James has been killed. A king is getting ready to do damage, but they prayed. Iron gates keep him in the jail. Soldiers are guarding him, but they prayed. But remember, prayer is available to you as a Christian. Some of you might be battling with some kind of sickness, but you pray. Some of you might be sitting here today and you are battling with your own personal problems, whether it is a broken relationship or finance or physical, mental or spiritual problems, but you pray. Just keep on praying till the light breaks through. Just keep on praying. God will answer you. He'll keep His promise. His word is true. Verse 6, right on down into verse 17 are rather fascinating verses. This church really needs a miracle. Their pastor Simon Peter is in jail. The next morning he's going to be killed. That's the plan. They have been praying for days and there seems to be no answer. Now they have come down to the final hour. The next morning, Simon Peter is going to be killed. They need a miracle. The church is on its knees and they are praying. God just sends down one of His mission impossible angels. An angel comes into that jail cell and a light begins to shine. His chains fall off. The angel leads him out of the jail. Look at verse 10. It says, they passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself. And they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left them. It says, they came to an iron gate that leads on to the city, which opened to them of His own accord. The Greek word there is where we get our word automatic. It means the iron gate just opened automatically. Do you remember a time when you experienced a door being opened while you thought that was closed? I read a book, its title is The Heavenly Man. I don't know whether you have read this book. The remarkable true story of a Chinese Christian brother Yun, who is one of God's chosen leaders, a great fighter and faithful worker within Chinese house churches in China. Through nearly 30 years of testing, brother Yun has been persecuted by Paul. Many times he fled and avoided arrest from the security police and authority of China. His name was on the public security bureau's wanted list. He had been arrested and the prison authorities almost beat him to death. In his testimony, he told his experience of being escaped from Zhengzhou maximum security prison, from which it is reported that nobody ever had previously escaped. He described how he heard the voice of the Holy Spirit telling him to simply walk out the heavily guarded prison gate. Despite the risk of being shot to death on the spot, he wrote later that he obeyed the voice and walked straight through several prison doors that were somehow left open in front of many prison guards across the prison yard and finally out of the main gate. Brother Yun states that it was as if he had become invisible to the guard who stared straight through him. All the men expressed doubt that such a thing could happen. Some prison guards have lost their jobs for this embarrassing mishap. It is reported that the official investigation by the Chinese government concluded that Brother Yun received no human help in his escape. These reports have been confirmed by numerous prisoners who occupy the same prison cell as Brother Yun. He remains the only person to have escaped from the notorious maximum security prison. What a remarkable story it is. Through prayer, God is able to open up some doors you and I cannot open up. God can go some places you and I cannot go. God can get you out of some messes that you cannot get yourself out of. There is a power in the mystery of prayer. Have you ever experienced the power of prayer? You may have. You may have experienced the miracles and answered the prayers in your own life and the life of your families and friends around you. I said to you before, but my mother is a prayer warrior who always prays for me and those who are in need. She used to be called by people who desperately needed prayer. Then with a few other prayer partners, you know, she prayed for them. And as a result of prayer, they have had many answered prayers. That was the power of prayer. She continually prays for me, especially in the early prayer worship at a local church near her place. I tell you that without prayer support, like my mom, I wouldn't be sustainable in my ministry. Your prayer strengthens me and makes me humble. So I would like to encourage you to pray. Pray for me and pray for the church leaders. And when you remember, and also when you pray, when you get together as a small group, it'll empower people of your church. Look at verse 12. After being out of prison, Peter decides to go over there to the prayer meeting and start knocking on the door. Poor old Simon Peter is out there in the street. He's knocking on the door trying to get in the prayer meeting. Verse 13 says that there was a young girl tending the door whose name was Rhoda. Rhoda was at the door. Simon Peter is knocking at the door. They are all in the floor praying, "Oh God, Simon Peter is going to get killed in the morning if you don't deliver him. Oh Lord, answer our prayers. Oh miracle Lord, get Simon out of jail." They are just praying with all the eagerness that they possibly can. Rhoda goes to the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed. But instead of opening the door, she goes running back into the prayer meeting and says, "Hey, Simon Peter's at the door." They looked at her in verse 15 and said, "You are out of your mind." In other words, "Are you kidding? Are you crazy?" That's what they have been praying for 4 days. Now they tell her she is crazy. Then they go back and sure enough, it's Simon Peter. I'm glad to see their reaction here in the Bible. Sometimes in my weak faith, I pray to God and do something for me, and then when you know God answers my prayer, and I'm absolutely surprised. Why should I do? I pray and ask Him to do it. Have you ever been in the same way that you pray to God, but you were surprised when it was answered promptly? As I conclude my message, I want you to remember that our God Father always sees your trials and hears your prayer. And He treats you as His precious children and gives you the best thing for you. So what you need to do is to trust God when you pray. The second thing you need to remember is that angel drew Peter out of prison, but it was prayer that drew the angel. You should never underestimate the power of prayer. especially of praying church. Faith is just simply trusting God. Totally trusting God. When we trust God, then we'll experience of God's presence, His intervention, His grace, and His love, His blessing in our lives. Having said that, I want to encourage you to remember Friday prayer meeting at 7:30 here. Actually, it was begun 5 years ago. I looked at my diary, checked the exact date. It was 31st of October 2014. It is a time for the whole congregation to pray together as God's family. Even though you are not there here physically, but pray for church leaders and church families to continue to grow, continue to move on to the next. For the kingdom of God. Pray for all of us to live out our faith in our day-to-day life. Pray for our mission and ministry that we are committed to. Pray that all of them may glorify God and extend His kingdom here and beyond. So let us remember, at least Friday, 7:30 a.m. It doesn't matter where you are, what you are doing. You know, pray is many different ways. While you are walking, you can pray. While you are doing things, you can pray. While you are driving, you can pray in your mind, but concentrate on your driving. Be safe. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we can pray together as God's family. So remember, let us pray and continually pray on this particular time and also, you know, whenever you get together as a group. And let us pray so we will continue to fulfill the task and mission that is given by God. Now I'd like to ask you to take a time to pray to God. You can pray softly, you can pray loudly, you can pray while you are closing your eyes or while you are opening your eyes. Let us take a time, maybe a couple of minutes, to pray. Pray for church. Pray for the world. Pray for our community. Pray for whatever your prayer points you have in your heart. Let us take a time to pray. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as God's family, we pray together. Even though we pray different prayers, but Lord, we believe that you will hear our prayers and you will answer them according to your will, according to your time, Lord. Lord, as we continue to journey with you, Lord, we may totally trust you so that we can experience your presence, your power, your healing, your touch, your forgiveness, your grace, your blessing in our lives, Lord. Lord, as we pray together, Lord, we may remember, we may be reminded that what we have given as your servants here. We may discern your plan and your will for us to be and to do as individual and as the community of faith, Lord. So we would continue to fulfill your mission in this place and beyond. Lord, we will just put things aside in whatever we are doing, but we will take time to talk to you so we may be guided by you and directed by you in our walk, in our journey, Lord. So bless each one of us as we go to the world today and go to the community, so we may be bold and confident that you will know better than we do, and you will answer our prayers, you will keep taking us into the right direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.